Farabatzach. So Rav Chaim was masking to my father, Zichrinu Livrocha's stat. So in other words, so I mentioned it. I mean, passing. I mean, I didn't want to mention the name of my father because I mentioned it in connection with other things, not in connection with discussion. So, in other words, that it doesn't mean that that we should regard it as 50-50. No, it is wrong. As a matter of fact, we cannot deny the Gzarsakosov doesn't tell us that we should deny the mitzvahs after all. I mean, even though it's kavua, but from the point of view of probability, it's still the same chances of only so the possibility of treifei is one chance out of ten. So it's not five chances out of ten. I mean, it's one chance out of ten. But the halacha is just as we have halacha in hilchim b'momim chavov. So what does it mean? We don't rely on the birum of rov vis-a-vis momim. Vis-a-vis a heter we rely on rov, but vis-a-vis momim where we have to be late momim from mimulze. So rov is not a sufficient birum. So that's the halacha. True. It doesn't mean, the expression is but that doesn't mean that the Xerzakosov means that we should regard it as 5 against 5. No, it's 9 against 1. And from the point of view of probability, it's remote that it should be dafke the treife. If 9 stores sell kosher. But even though generally the Torah says we can rely on the probability of all of chances, here the Torah says be walking kavua, you can't rely on love. Just the Torah says you can't rely on love in regard to hitzuas momim yadavayli. So you can't rely on love even in isa beheter in the case of kavua. But love it is not that the zakosuf is it's not love. It's 50-50. It's 5 against 5. It is love, but love is not effective. Love is not effective. So in mele, love is not effective when you take it from the kavua, but when it's pirish. Then we don't have the Xerasakosov, so maybe we apply the theme of called the Polish, Mirube Polish. But if the Xerasakosov had been that it's not to be considered as rov, but as Lechzor, so then we wouldn't even be able to apply the theme of called the Polish Mirube, because it wouldn't be called the Polish Mirube, it would be called the Polish Lechzor Lechzor, and so we wouldn't be allowed to eat it. But the Xerasakosov is only that. While it is rov, even the kavua it is rov. It's the same probability. But in such a case of kavua, we don't rely on the probability of rov. But when it's polish, we do rely on the probability of rov. Now, I think this is a very important yisod. I think with this yisod, we can understand many things in the union of kavua and ta'ubes and so on. Now, with this yisod, we can also understand the psak of the mechaber nesim and shin choftes. Now, I don't remember when I mentioned it this year, but I mentioned it certainly last year. Now, Teisves asks a question in Gurukamita Chortes and also in Sanhedrin Dargim. So Shmuel says, and we pass like Shmuel, that in Hilchim Momen Acharo, Hameche Yershei of Nimtzon Akcha, let's say, if Reuben sold an axe to Shimon, and then the axe turned out to be a gora, a nakhon. So naturally, he cannot use it to radiate for plowing the land because he's a mazik. But if he wants to slaughter the axe, then the fact that he's a nakhon, that's no chisom. Now, so Shimon, who bought the axe, and then he found out that the axe was a nakhon, so Shimon says, give me back my money. Why? Because I want to use the axe for Radia. I can't use it for Radia, it will be magic everybody. I can't use it for Radia. So Reuben says to him, I'm not going to give you back the money. Most people, when they buy an axe, they buy the shvei. Just a mute of people, when they buy an axe, they buy it the Radia. And as far as shvei is concerned, so nakhon or no nakhon doesn't make any difference. So Rav says that Hilchim Momen Acharon, and Shmuel says that Ein Hilchim Momen Acharon. So we pass like Shmuel that Ein Hilchim Momen Acharon. So that means that by mourning we don't rely on God. So this is a sikashin abchotes in Bubakame, in Davdimu, in Sanhedrin. How is it that by mourning we don't rely on God, but after all by nefoshes we do rely on God? By nefoshes we do rely on God. How could mourning be more chomor than nefoshes? How could mourning be more chomor than nefoshes? So how do we know that by nefoshes we do rely on God? After all, the posik of Rov is Acherad Lahatis, and the posik of Acherad Lahatis is mentioning of nefoshes. In other words, if 13 members of the Sanhedrin Tano say Chayev, and 10 say Poter, so it's Chayev. So we rely on Gabi Nefoshes. So certainly Gabi. So Teisves in Murakami give the Teretz. Teisves in Murakami give the Teretz. And this Aloche, of that we go Bosarim Bayonim applies to Momin also, not only to Nefoshes. So Teisves in Murakami give the Teretz. The thing of Haname, Momin is more humble than Nefoshes, because by Momin we have to be made to Momin, which is very strange. So, but we go Bosarim Bezdin. So Teisves in Murakami da Fortes distinguishes between Rov and Rov Bezdin, because by Rov Bezdin, so Miut is Kman Blessing. So that means by Rov Bezdin, so the Miut is Mechuyev to succumb to the opinion of the Rov. So we have two ways. So it's Rove Kikure. So we don't have a Miut. Mashayim came, so that applies into Momin also. Because the Miut, if two Dayonim say Chayim, and one Dayan says Poter, let's say in the Torah and in the Momin, so the Dayan who says Poter after hearing the judgment of the Rov Dayonim, the two Dayonim who say Chayim, he has to be Mevatel his Das. So maybe we have his Das Chulom, not just the Das Rov. Mashayim came were just an Indian of the Rov and the Miut, so then by Momin we don't rely, but the first is a Miut. That's Teisves in Bavakam. But Teisves in Sanhedrin Abdimu gives a different point. He says, of course, it goes without saying that Momin cannot be more humble than the Foshes. And since by the Rov of the Rube Dizabn Rishrit, Umi Dizabn Radie, so Memele, in that case, by the Foshes, that kind of Rov wouldn't be affected by the Foshes, it certainly wouldn't be. But Rav says, Gabi Momin is ineffective. Shmuel says, this kind of Rov so is ineffective even Gabi Momin. And Hilchim Momin Achor. And Hilchim Momin Achor. This is what Shmuel says. And we pass by Shmuel. Mashayim Kei, the Rov that is effective in the Foshes. Let's say, if someone, it was Mikadish, was, let's say, Iktano. Iktano was the father was Mikabel Kedush, so she's a Nisishish, and then somebody was Mizanev. So then is Chayim missing. But maybe when she comes in Deilo, it will turn out that she was Nihilus, so it will be Gloy Mutzel Matreya, the Kedush was no Kedush. Still, we are missing. We are Chayim missing. Why? Because we go, Gabin Foshes, we go Pasarov. So that Rov is a much stronger Rov than the Rov of the Radie or the Shri. So Mumele, that Rov will certainly be affected by the Nemonis. That Rov, Teisu says in Sanhedrin Abdimu, will certainly be affected by the Nemonis. And it's even effective by the Foshes. But the Rov of the Radi and the Shrite is certainly ineffective by the Foshes. But the Shaila is whether it's effective by the Nemonis. So Rav says by the Nemonis, it is effective. And Shmuel says by the Nemonis, it's not. So the Shef Shmait explains it by mentioning the Shita Saramban, I don't remember the exact that. So there the Gemara says, now Bisman Chazal, so there was a practice among Chazalim that they used to send sablones to the cow. So some used to send sablones before the Gushin, and some send sablones after the Gushin. So the Gemara says, "Loi tzriche the rube misav lebod amikach, umiut amikach lebod amisav." So this is a sikasha there. So how could we say that no one has a Gemara Bishul? No. No, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. Okay, so then Tesis has a certain kasha there. So the Ramban says that this rov of Ruben Misavle Vehot Amikache doesn't apply to a shishish. Why? Because it's a rov atol minut. So the Sheshbaitze mentions that Ramban. In other words, there is a machlekes b'shem. Now, whether Kitnu Vdushin have the din of Moshes or they have the din of Moses. So there is a machlekes b'shem. Now, Teis v'shitei Makis is that all the tenetes that is affected by the moment and it's not affected by the foshes, so by keeping the Kedushin it's not affected. Let's say Ines Micheles. So Ines Micheles is affected by the moment, it's not affected by the foshes. So by keeping the Kedushin, according to Teis v'shitei, it's ineffective. According to the Ra, the Mekeyesev, the Ra, it is effective. So in other words, there is a shittes of Hashemim that keeping the Kedushin, Dova Shebe'arvo, has the din of the foshes. Because she becomes in a shishish, so then somebody will be mechuyev mise, and if it's a get, so in other words, so until now someone was chayev mise for her, and now he will not be chayev mise, so maybe it has a din of nefoshes. So the Ramban says in the Tzuki induction that a rov hator b'mine, like chuber misavle, but a mekache, is effective only in Isabet. But it's not effective in Sanhedrin it is. So Schweitzer says, that's the pshat in Teisves in Sanhedrin and Avgimu. When Teisves says that in Chanan, that kind of rope that is effective, Gabi Nefoshes is certainly effective, Gabi Mom. And the rope that is not effective, like Ruben Radi, so that is not effective, Gabi Momain, so it's certainly ineffective, Gabi Nefoshes. But it's a different kind of rovs. Because the rov of Radi and Shrite, or the rov of Ruben Misavle, or the Mikache, and Miute Mikache, or the Misavle, that's a rov at all the Minik. So this is not such a good rov. Mashein came rov Noshi main on islands. So that is rov at all the Bitem. So which kind of rov is effective Gabi Nefoshes is a rov at all the Bitem? But rov at all the Minik is ineffective Gabi Nefoshes. So Shmuel says, not only is Rov HaTov B'Minek ineffective Gabi Nefoshes, it's even ineffective Gabi Nefoshes. So what's the pshat? The pshat is as follows. There are two halachas in Rov. First of all, there are certain Rovs that are considered al-Bedin as Ibiru. Ibiru, like Hazoke, Eino Domperi Abisir Zmani. So it's a presumption. Eino Domperi Abisir Zmani. So that's Ibiru. So Rov is also Ibiru. Now if someone is Mikadei Ishektam, and the father was Mekabel the Kedushin. And then she is a Bas Gimel Shonim Yimechot, so the Yosef Peyer, somebody was Mizane with her. So it's Chayim Bisi. Now the question is, maybe there are some women, when they grow up, they turn out to be Ayonis. So Mele, then it will be Goy Muslim Afreya, that the Kedushin was Bishetoyes. So she is not in Ishishish. So she is not in Ishishish. So Rameya says that we cannot meet out in Ishishish. Again, it's the one that is born now. Because Rameya is Cheshish Limiti. But the Rabbonon are not Cheshish Limiti. So we say that we go basarov. We go basarov. We are not chayish l'minute. So there the rov is rov noshim in nailness. That's rov ator b'teva. So rov ator b'teva is a mirup. It's a presumption. Now just because there are a few women that when they grow up they turn out to be nailness, so we don't have to be chayish for it. So it's a mirup. Rov ator b'teva. Mashein kim rov ator b'mine, when it's a question, the chosin sent something, baby sent. So the question is now he was not. So it was not. He was not mikadish her before, but he sent a certain gift, baby. So maybe that gift that he sent, he meant mitiras gushin. He sent it to shvuchim and they are eating. So that he meant mitiras gushin. But the minhag of most people in that city is that first they are Mekadesh, and then they send the gift. Now, since he wasn't Mekadesh before, so from the point of view of the minhag of the majority of the people in the city, he didn't send it b'toiras. So, you have to say, the minhag of most people is that they are mikdash first, and that first they are mikdash, and then they send tzavlonis, they send the gift. First they are mikdash, and then they send the gift. Now, so since he wasn't mikdash before, so maybe why should he send tzavlonis? So I said, but so we say no. He's not mishumet to the minhag of most people. Maybe he doesn't like the practice of most people in the city. He likes the practice of the miut people in the city. Or rov by the radier and the miut by the shrike. So that doesn't mean just because rov by the radier that he also must have bought the radier. He is not mishumet to the minhag of most people. So but by isaveter, so we say by momay, we don't go for some. So by isaveter, so even when Rov, because Rov can be a Biru, and even where Rov is not a Biru, it can be effective Misadim. Now let's say, according to the Rambam Shite, the Tzveke, the Reis, is not here, Likule. So you cannot say the Tzveke is a Biru. Something is certainly not a Biru, but it means the Torah tells us we don't have to be Cheshish. So Memele, even in the case where Rov is not a Biru, still we rely on Rov, because the Torah does not expect us to be cheshish for the possibility of Yisrael when there is a Rov there, even when it's not a Biru. So Melech, by Yisrael Beheter, Rov is effective even when it's not Bitiras Biru, even when it's not effective Bitiras Biru. So it is still effective. Masheikim by Momen, so there is a Loche, you cannot be made in Momen, Misafik. By Mephoshes, Sophic Mephoshes Lohoku. We cannot mete out any punishment against the person we suffer. It has to be a Bada. So where the Rov is a Biru, let's say Rov Noshim in Mayones, then we rely on it in Mephoshes too, then we rely on it in Momenes too. Mashay came where the Rov is a Rov Atol Beminek. Then we cannot say it's a Biru, just because most people have a certain practice. So that means that everyone is presumed to have that practice. Well, he might decide he's not a conventionalist. He might decide not to conform to the custom of most people. But by Isabeter, we rely even on the Rov Atol Beminek. Because by Isabeter, so even where it's not effective, Bitiras Biro, so there is Exeras HaKosov, that we rely on Rov, Bitiras Din, not Bitiras. Not Bitiras Biro, just as Fekid Reis and Matir is Likulei Korin Ramam Shiki. Masha'in came by Foshes and by Momen, so where it is a Sophic, not a Biru, so we cannot be Mitzim Momen, we cannot be Tao Teleponish. So the Mele, by Kitnu Gdushin, so where the Rov is a Rov Atolu Biteva, then it's a Biru, so we rely by Kitnu Gdushin too. Masha'in came where it's a Rov, Rubbe Misavle, Voda Mikachi, Meet Mikachi, Voda Misavle, so it's a Rov Atolu Biminek, so by Isabeta, it is effective with Tiras Din. Masha'in came by Kitnu Gdushin, that has a Din of Nefoshes, so there has to be a Biru. So Mele, now we can understand this Raya of the Tiras Hamus. The Ramo mentions a Raya that Zero Shem Yikach Nakavua is only Shaya when it's Boris Mixas. But if it's Boris Kulei, then we do not say Zero Shem Yikach Nakavua. The Raya is from Simen Shinchov Tesni Rachayim, that if there were 11 people in a Chotzer, and one, all of them are active Chovim, and one is in Israel, and then of course, so if a Gleike took place in that Chotzer, so it's Kavua, so you have to do Mechal Shabbos. But even if someone was Polish in the other Chotzer, and the Gleike or Ima Pelis took place in the other Chotzer, we still have to do Mechal Shabbos. But if all of them were Polish, and each one into a different Chotzer, and then it like or an appeals took place in one of the Chatzeres, we're not Mechal Shabbos. So we see that there is a difference between Polish Mikzos and Polish Kula. So how can that be explained? So now, Rebbe Chonon raised the question, how can we say that when a Chatiches Bosl was found in the street, so then we say called the Polish Mikzos Polish, since there is a Aloche, of Kol Kavua Kinechtal Mechtodomeh, and only one Chatiches Bosl was Polish. But the rest of the meat remained kavuah. So it's gemerzah al merzah, so it's not poros merubah, it's poros merzah al merzah. So the answer is that the gzeras hakosef of kavuah gemerzah al merzah does not imply that we are not to consider it as rov, just as merzah al merzah. It is rov, but this rov, in such a case, rov is not effective. But rov it is. So Memela, the gzeras hakosef tells us that rov is not effective in the place of kavuah. But vis-à-vis the chtiche that was pireis, the gzeras hakosef doesn't apply. So Memela, we say, copy polish, move the polish. Vis-à-vis the chtiche that was pireis. But since there is a gzeras hakosef that in kavuah, rov is not effective, so that means that kind of rov in kavuah is not mevarech. Because the gzeras hakosef tells us that you can't rely on that rov of kavuah. You can't take Yechtichas Bosor in one of the stores and say, we presume that this is of the Rov Chairs, because there is a Gzeras HaKosuf that this kind of Rov is ineffective. So the Gzeras HaKosuf tells us it's ineffective B'tiras Biru, and it's even ineffective B'tiras Din. Both! So Memele, true that the Gzeras HaKosuf doesn't apply to Yechtichas that is Pirish, but vis-à-vis the chtiche that is pirish, vis-à-vis the chtiche that is found in the street, so there there we apply the din of koliporish and rubeporish on the basis of din, not on the basis of biru. Because how could we apply the din of koliporish and rubeporish on the basis of biru? Because in order to apply the biru din, the biru of kol diporish and rubeporish, so the rov has to be rov amibarech. But the rov, the Gzeras HaKosuf tells us that the rov of kavua is not an effective rov. So it's not a rov amibarech. So true that the Gzeras HaKosuf doesn't say anything about the chtiche that is pirish. So mele, vis-a-vis the chtiche that is pirish, the rov is effective, but only b'tiras din, not b'tiras biru. Because in order to apply the biru of kol diporish and rubeporish, so the rov that remains kavua has to be a mevarech, but the rov that remains kavua is not a mevarech. So mele, even vis-a-vis the chtiche that is pirish, that is found in the street, so we do say kol diporish and rubeporish, but that's like the rov atolu b'minek. So we have two aluches in rov. First of all, there is a aluche of rov mitzad biru. And even in the case where rov cannot be mivareh, so it's effective b'tiras din. B'tiras din is a cost. It is a safi, but still we don't have to be chayshish for that safi, because that's the way the Torah says. Achirav v'av, there is a cost. Some melee, even in rubet isekamon. So sometimes the rubet isekamon can be effective b'tiras biru. But in this case, where Chtichas Bosor was found in the street, we cannot say kol diporish merube poris on the basis of biru, because in order to say kol diporish merube poris on the basis of biru, then the rov has to be a rov amivareh. And the rov cannot be a rov amivareh, because there is a gzeras hakosuf, k'merzah al merzah. That doesn't mean that it's not rov, but it means it's an even ineffective rov. It's a rov that is not mivareh. So maybe even vis-a-vis the chtiche that is pirish, as long as the rov remains kavua, so mele, the rov that is kavua is not a mevarer. Is not a mevarer. It cannot even establish the din on the basis of din either. But vis-a-vis the chtiche that is pirish, so the rov can be effective on the basis of din, not on the basis of biru. But not on the basis of biru. Because in order to apply the din of kol diporish merube poris on the basis of biru, so then it has to be a rov amivareh. It has to be a rov amivareh. And here there is a gzeras hakosuf, kol kavua ki merzah al merzah damei. This rov, the rov of kavua, is not amivareh, and the rov remains kavua. So even ligabi the chtiche that is pirish, so the kol diporish is not effective on the basis of biru, but on the basis of din. So since it's on the basis of din, so then we have aloche sofik nefoshes v'roko. So mimele, we cannot rely, and that's the pshat in the Hilchim Mikvach Nefesh HaKhorov. Because this is a kind of rov that is not effective with Tiras Biru, as long as it's only poros mitzvos. Mashe'im came for the thousand and one people were pairs from the chotzer. Everyone entered a different chotzer. So then, no kavua remained. So mimele, the whole rov was perish. If the whole rov was perish, so mimele, the rov can be a rov amivare. So then we can apply the din of kol the polish, merube polish, as a biru. Not only as a din, as a biru. So even without the pikach nefesh, you rely on meruim. So that's why some mele, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Choftes, that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Choftes, that if all the Elev and one people were perished from the Chotzer, everyone entered a different Chotzer, and then it Leike or Rima Peres took place in one Chotzer, we're not allowed to be Mechalas HaShabbos. Why? Because here, two in Eilchim Bukach Nev Shacharov. When is Eilchim Bukach Nev Shacharov? If the Rov is only effective Teras Din. As long as the Rov remains in the Kabbalah. So mainly the Rov is not a Rov Amivare, but the Rov can only establish Teras Din. That we don't have to be Hachish, but regarding Bukach Nev Shacharov, as long as it's not a Vadai, so it's Vecha Shabbos. Mashim Kein, if the Rov itself was Pirish, so then we have a Rov Amivare. So then, even the Gabi Pikach Nefesh, the Chachomim say, Gzeiro Shemi Pikach Nekavua. But when are the Chachomim gays here? Gzeiro Shemi Pikach Nekavua, if the Rov Mideraisi is not in Iman, but it's only effective for Isa Veheta Beteras Din, so then the Chachomim are gays here, Gzeiro Shemi Pikach Nekavua. But if Mideraisi is effective with Teras Biru, then the Chachomim are not gays here. So it's an excellent Chayim. So he says, ובדרס חטוס, מי שראי לחיליק הזה מרחי עם סימן של חופטס, לעניין מלפק חנס הגל בשבס, בסוף כישראל, דימנקה כל הכפי אז דימהל. So then he says, ואין יהיה לכאן, תשום עם שייך את זה רק מכאן. Of course, תשום עם שייך כאן. But the ראי is, just because of that, כל זה אחריז בקרוחי מהדה, דרמו הוא צאי. Because over there, we cannot even conceive of the רבונות. Then it's a question of חיל שבס. Of more and Reise. So there we cannot conceive of the Rabbanons. So we see that with the Reise there is a distinction between Pirish Miktos and Pirish Kulei. Why? Because there is a Kasha. Every case of Nimtzon. So we say, Kol the Polish, the Polish, Rebbe Chonon's Kasha. So the Mele, but only the Chkiche is Polish, but the Rov itself remains in Kavua. So it's Kinecht HaMech Tzodome, so it's not Polish Berube. The answer is, Kol Kavua Kinecht HaMech Tzodome does not mean that it's not to be regarded as Rov. It is to be regarded as Rov, but it's an ineffective Rov. But since it's an ineffective Rov, so mainly it's not a Rov Amivaria. So mainly even vis-a-vis the Chatiche, it cannot be effective with Teras Biru, but only with Teras Din. If it's only effective with Teras Din, so mainly it's not with Pukach Nefesh, as long as there is a Sofik with Pukach Nefesh or Sofik with Pukach Nefesh, and we don't rely on Rov. Just as a Rov Atolo Viminek, we don't rely on in regard to Momenes. Because in Momen, in order to be made in Momen, there has to be a Vada. Mashein came when it's Polish Kulei. So then, there is no Kavua left. So mainly the Rov is a Rov Amivarer. If the Rov is a Rov Amivarer, so then Kol the Polish is effective with Teras Biru. So it's effective in regard to Pikach Nefesh. It's not Sofik Nefoshes. It's Vada Ein Nefoshes. So Mimele, we are not Mechalas HaShabbos. So Mimele, he applies. So true, that Gabi Yisav Heter, Shayach to make Zeres. But the Ramu was aware of that, Kashe. But when the Chachomim were only willing to make a Zere, as long as there is no Biru of Rov. So then they were Geizer, Shemik HaMekavua. But when there is a Biru of Rov, then the Chachomim didn't want to be Geizer. So that's why we're not Gezer. So it's not because the Gezer was here that if we allow him to manipulate the Polish, so maybe the same time he will take from the Kavua. No. The Gezer could be because in another occasion he would take Nakavua. But when are the Chachomim Gezer, Shemik Kavua, if we don't have any Biru of Rov, Masha'inkin, when it's Boris Kulei, then we have a Biru of Rov, then the Chachomim are not Gezer, Gezer Shem Yikach Nekavu. All right.
Now, let's go over Siv Zayin Tav, and then we'll start the Shachas. Vodi Osarim Yifrisim Mischa. מתחיל מזה, כוס הבטר, מתפסקים עם כאן, דאב בפירש, יש איסר, שם הוא ייקח מן הקבוע. So, by דובר חושו, לחיים, or other דובר חושו, so we say, if he frees it in his habit, so it's also. So the Rambam says, when we say if he's in his habit, that is only Piris Mikzas, Me'at. But Pirish Kulon, so then it's Muta. Chil Mikzay Kusel Tarim, I was going to come to Pirish Yisrish and Mikra Kavua. The Huda Asri Shei Bis Yosef. Bisimen Zay, Tabit Rus. Now it's not like Rabbi Tam who says that by whom we are allowed even to deliberately manipulate the Pirish. This is Shom Posak Ida Asra Rabbi Tam, so that's the Stirek. It's Shemahani Im Nio Bishis, so I'm going to call the Polish, Merube Kapolish. Al Kochoch Michalei Bichil Mikzay. Because of the accumulation, there is chato shechein heishu l'marat v'shachne, misro. V'tmo'ani do l'hed yaminu mizvoche l'mahane ze, dipo l'chosu malachayim sh'nisav l'asurin, kulon l'kom, amai n'ichab chadunai l'nikol poros m'ube v'poros, m'shal al m'kavua, u'poroch nil b'shel n'aide, l'nikol poros m'ube v'poros, p'in r'shvoz l'yishuv sh'kviyez, u'mshal n'rov v'gzeir ha'shem n'ikam n'kavua. Im kina rebehet yedaf v'akiras kulon l'man, from there, because especially according to what we said, so because the Gemara is looking for solutions. After all, why should we allow so many behemoths to be wasted? I mean, just one behemoth, chato shetons, was mixed up with 1,000 behemoths of regular chatois, not shetons. So we say that all the 1,000 have to die. All the time that if there is a solution, so we wouldn't allow, I mean, such a waste. So the problem that there is no solution, so the Gemara is looking for solutions. So the Gemara has the Bishop Naid and so on. So the Gemara says, there is Shikha Nakabua. So mainly the Kashi of the Taz is Monefshah. If Nir Bishop Naid of that will affect a Pirish of all the babies, then it will be Mutter. So there is a solution. But according to what we said, so there is a solution. One second. Uviteres chatos, maizerai lechilu kaze, merachayim simen shin chotez, liyen mitvakfen es agal b'shabes, v'sof ikisroi, v'imneka kol akvi, ez dimaha, ayin shom, v'im inyin likam, v'shom in shayach ha-gzirek likam. So, over there is no gzirek, but the Raya of the Teres Chatos is a very strong Raya. True, there is no Gzeire. Because over there, we are considering a question of Pikach Nefesh. So we are only considering the Raises, not the Rabbonon. But we see that with the Raise there is a difference between Pirish Mitzos and Pirish Kulo. Since with the Raise there is a difference, so Mimele, according to the way we said, we explained it. So when are the Chachamim Gezeire? But if it's a bad and there is a pillow, then we are not gazing. Baby Ilikan, the Shom Shayakh Zilikan, the Sukosh, the Mahane, Akira Skulam, the Shom is walking the Kumar Yachi Musu, but what is she in the Kohen Kulam? Lipsay, well, that's no Kashi either. True, the Shiri Kohen Kulam Psof. Ultimately, I mean, every behemoth will come out from the stable, they're not going to stay there for 1,000 years in the stable, but that will not give us any solution to the problem. They might stay there in the stable for a very long time. So in the meantime, the aloha is tomus. I mean, yeah, how long does it take for a behemoth to that it should die? I mean, a short time. In other words, if it is one of the chatois amases, then we have to affect the mis. We have to make sure that they would die. V'loyisi b'zeh tirutzim rabim tzotu. V'amir ala nizdaiti nochi. De'al kol koch l'poli kiri al rab netam. V'mechalik bin kochim l'chul. V'mishikosef ha-besiros et behedik divat eizu zvorosh. El in guvadi. Da'ayin ma shikosef rik tabu bez l'ishore. V'in pir shu yuchidim mishon di b'zeh sfir al rab netam. Di b'chil bin shore. Afil b'chai gav. Afil b'pir sfir ponen. Rak shlifazer isam yedai. אלא גם בחומוס, במיישניקים שנוסנו על זה של גבוע. אבל מכל מוקים, בניי לכולם, בזה מותר להבין. רק משם גזירה, שמכך לקבוע, כדי שנגמורה, בזה מידה רי, דבחום לגוס או כל כך, דבקות שמחמיר יהיה זהיר. ומה שכוס ועתור כאן, ארבע חמישות לא מקשורים, אפילו נבחיר שהוא, דגעס משם גבוע, הימיני, אין מפוזר כולם. דעוז אם לא הידע, אלו יפיר שלו לפנינו. בזה יסבור את היבל, יגזיר אפילו בחום, שמכך לקבוע, דעוד אלי יד, משמעקר, מה שהקים יבי של נאידה, וינת אלוהי על זה על זה, ישר כבוד ובדובו, ולא יוסל מיטל, כך מטבוע, אל בקוד של דרך מרוגוס רוח וגוזה. So in other words, actually, the Taz is accepting the distinction between Pirshu Mikzos and Pirshu Kuhn. He's accepting the main wonders of the Ramon. He's accepting it, but with one little difference. Where is according to the Ramot? So by Pirshu Kulon. So there is no Gzeira Shemikach Nakavua. Even by Kochin. So according to the Taz, by Kochin there is Gzeira Shemikach Nakavua. Even Taz distinguishes between Chum. Between Chum and Kochin. Even in regard to Pirshu Mikzoson. So he says, there is regard to Pirshu Mikzoson. There he holds. There is a Gzeira Shemikach Nakavua even Ligabe Chum. But Ligabe, but in case of Pirshu Kulon, so then, by Kochin, there is still a Gzeira, because Kochin is Mochomo. Why is he forced to say that? I mean, it's much simpler, much more reasonable to accept the Lombes of the Ramor, of Rav Rapshachne's Teretz, as Rapshachne mentioned it. The answer is because he has a kasha from the Gemara. Because if by Kochin there is also muter to manipulate a Pirshu Kulon, now the Gemara is looking for solutions. So why doesn't the Gemara say v'nir b'shedenayde kulon? Will I be called the Polish? Will I be Polish? The answer is, I mean, so he can give a balabadish teretz on that kasha, because it's relatively easy to manipulate the Polish of mitzvahs. So it causes a disturbance, so then a few behemoths out of the 1,000 behemoths will run out. But to manipulate the Polish of all, that's not so easy. So the middle of the Gemara doesn't get the kashi, because the Mishnah says that Yomusa Kulon Tzayinach Aname, the Mishnah means if they tried to manipulate the Polish of Kulon and it didn't succeed, So then it's a music on in a name. If this is successful, so then we don't have to waste all the behemoths, that they all should die. So this is what the Rama would say. But the Taz holds that there is a riot from that Gemara that lechol apoches by Kochin. So it's also a reason to manipulate the Polish Kulon. So that's why he gives the teretz. But in final analysis, is the same lomdes as Rav Shachne's teretz. Why is it that by Kochim, we are Geizir Hashem Olikach Nakavua even vis-a-vis Pirshu Kulon? And by whom? So vis-a-vis Pirshu Kulon, we are not Geizir Hashem Olikach Nakavua. Vis-a-vis Pirshu Mikzoson, we are Geizir. All right, so Kochim is Mochom. Kochim is Mochomo. But if Kochim is Mochomo, so the Kashi is against the Gemara itself. So by whom we should indicate all together? So we are Jesus. Vis-a-vis Pirshu Mikzoson, by whom? But vis-a-vis Pirshu Kulon, by whom we are not Jesus. And by Kochim, yes. Obviously, there is a difference between whom and Kochim. What's the difference? Because when it's Pirshu Mikzoson, then the Polish is only effective, it's a deal. When it's Pirshu Kulon, then Kogli Polish is effective mitzad bil. Then Kogli Polish is effective mitzad bil. So, ligabi kochin, that is homo. So even when we derive say, Kogli Polish is effective on the basis of bil, we are still there. But whom is not so homo? So where we have the bil midraise, then we don't have to be there. Masha'in came.
in connection with Pirshe Miktsoso, so we don't have any Birur in Midrashe, only we have a Din, a Heter of Rov. So we are doing Seorit Migabechu. Now, why? So that means that the Taz also accepts the oneness of Rav Shach. So he says, Yozei lo chayetar in Pirshe Shodrin, Bozei Yisvor HaTeber Lizeh, Afiu Bechum Shem Nikach Nakavua, Diorei Elu Yardin Bishimekah, מה שאיקי ניר בשל מיילה, ונעתה לו יל בזה, ישקע קודם בדבו, ולו יוסה למיטה, ליקח מקבועה, אלו דביקות שאין דרך מירו, כל שרוע אפילו בוזה. והוד לקוס על הטור כאן, אתה קודש ניר בשל מיילה, לפי שכאן כאילו גם שור לא עם קשורים, וישאר לו כן, זה הכוס פרצה לסרוף. So, when did the child manipulate the Polish? In a living thing, people hide, so you start making noise, you cause a disturbance, and so the behemoths become frightened, so then they run out. But in regard to an inanimate thing, how can you manipulate the Polish? Either accidentally, this Polish, and if this accident didn't happen, how can you manipulate that? You can't manipulate a Polish in inanimate things. I mean, if he just covers his eyes and he takes out one of the items, that's look up your eye. I mean, even if he covers his eyes, so it's covered, it's look up your eye. So that's not Polish melo. So when you start making noise, screaming, and then the behemoth in the stable gets scared, and you don't look, so that's not called, that's not considered lokabildai. Lokabildai. So, by balachai, which I have to manipulate by inanimate things, so it's one of the two. Either you take bildai or you don't take, and you have to wait for an accident. Well, so you cannot say, I mean, that you wait for an accident. Vishkam kill them, show them, okay, which is the organ is off. דזה לשייך לבוא לחי, על כל מקוס ועתור, כאן מזה, בסום אחת מה סיפוס הדיר, בסין מזיין, ויש תקון את זוג בבוא לחי. Now, the only question is, the way we explain to Rav Shachni, and the Taz also agrees with that lomnes, except that he holds that vis-a-vis קודשים, so the חכום עם מורגי זה, שם ייקח מנה קבוע, even if it's פירש, כולו. Because קודשים is בוחום. בוחום. So, but by whom not? So why by whom not? Because when it's Pirish Kulon, then we have the Biru of the Polish, not the Din. But why does the Taz say the Taz mentions something else? So he says, those in Choyeta are in Pirish, you shall be in front of. Haile, the Gazino shall be in front of the Haile, the Diffusor in Kulon. Those in Choyeta are in Pirish, you shall be in front of. But they is for a table like there, a few Bichu, שם יקם לקבוע, תראה לי יעד בשביל מכה, מה שאין כי נמיר בשביל נעידה, ונעתי אלוהי, על תזה, יש הקר גודל לדוב, ולוי, עושה למיטה, ליקח לקבוע. Why do you have to mention the term? Because יש הקר גודל לדוב. So it's not so עושה למיטה. Let him say, because if it's pure shukul, then we have a beer of war. And the Chachomim are not gays here. When there is a Biru, the Chachomim are only gaze here when it's a Sofik. But with Reis, it's Mutter on the basis of Israel Sakosuf of Rov. So that gaze, Masha'in came when it's Forish Kulon, so we have a Biru of Rov, so it's Vada, it's not even Sofik. The Chachomim are not gaze here. Why do they have to resort to the term? Because Yeshli Hekakon. So this we have to explain. I mean, on the basis of the principle that is mentioned by the Sheini, I mentioned it a number of times. Teisa says that even though my mitzvah is one of the three takones that have no time, but there is a time. What's the time? In order to make commercial transactions, business transactions, more convenient. So in other words, if one could not assign a chen or a pikon to my mitzvah, then business transactions would be handicapped. Many times a person would like, you know, to make a transfer of a certain indebtedness that another person owes him. And there is no way. So because of that, the Chachomim are misake, that if the Neitzin and the Mikabel and the Abligor are present, so then the key in his heart. So there is a tam. So why does the Gemara say that Tzmanich Roshten is one of the three takones that is takones beloi tam? So we see from there that usually takones chazal have two reasons. One reason as to the why. What's the reason?